Blog Talk Radio.
Happy to be here once again. I am Elder Yaliah, and I have my brother here, Elder Yael. Hallelujah. Well, we have a good show, good topic for tonight. Very timely topic in this time that we're living in. We are in spiritual war. We are at spiritual warfare as we speak. That's the times we're in. The enemy would like to wipe out the seed of Israel, but we know that's not going to happen. It might not be a whole lot of us make it in, but Yahuwah has a set remnant. Hallelujah. So we don't have to worry. What is your concern? Your concern is to be part of that remnant. Hallelujah. And you have an opportunity tonight, you and I both. Hallelujah. So what is tonight's topic? Well, it's simply, there is a right way to live and a right way to die. And in this context, die is not negative. Death, what we know of death, is never a negative thing if you are in Yahuwah. It's a glorious thing. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. Yes, it is. I know that might sound a little far-fetched, but death, what they consider death, what we consider transition, hallelujah. You know, scriptures say absent from the body, present with the Most High. Absent from the body, present with the Most High. Now you tell me whose presence you want to be in. Which one would you choose between the two? You might say, well, I want to be right here. Where? Well, I'll tell you this. I'll give you two reasons why you might want to reconsider. Scripture says, in his presence is fullness of joy. Now, let that sink in for a second. In his presence is fullness of joy. Now, you might have a little joy here and there in your life. You know, you might have a little happy moments here and there. But if you're a middle-of-the-road person, you know, you don't have everything that you ever dreamed of in this life, but you're not a beggar, you're not a pauper, you know. So you're somewhere in the middle of the road. You still have to admit, if you take inventory of your life, you probably had as many unhappy moments as happy moments, and the rest were just doldrums, just time spent, but if you add up the cost, if you take inventory, some people would say I've had more unhappy moments than happy moments. This life here is not the easiest thing to bear sometimes. Yes, we most of us want to live. I'm not going to say all of us. We have suicide. We have people who look like they're on a suicide mission. But most of us, the best part of life is being around the people we love. And even then, even being around people you love, it's not happy all the time. So this life at the most, the Bible said, what did Job say? Man born of a woman is but a few days and full of trouble. That's the way he summed up life, not me. He said, man born of a woman, that's all of us, is but a few days. So even if you live to get 100, that's still just a few days. And you compare it from the beginning of time until now, that's just a speck of time. He says, but a few days, and during that few days, it's full of trouble. Scripture also says the righteous shall have persecution. So if you live in this life, you're going to have persecution if you're living a righteous life. Now, even if you're living an unrighteous life, look at all the people in prison for murder, for rape, and everything. Well, I'm sure they're not enjoying themselves behind those bars. So life as we know it, even the rich people. Rich people commit suicide. What are they committing suicide for? So life is not always happy. If you be truthful, you might say, yes, I've had more unhappy moments than happy moments. But when we make it to the kingdom, we are promised some things. One of the things, just like I said, he said, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And we're going to be in the presence of the Most High forever and ever. And listen here, say, and at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You know what pleasure is? I'm talking about real pleasure. I mean, some people would think, their favorite food, their favorite meal. You might like a big, juicy ribeye steak. Somebody else I like, I don't know, a tender baked piece of chicken. Whatever your thing is, or whatever your joy is. Some people, that physical, sexual joy is the highest. But whatever your joy is, it's nothing to be compared, or whatever your pleasure is, rather. It's nothing to be compared with the pleasures that we'll have in eternity. It says, at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And you know why you can't compare it, the pleasures here to the pleasures in the kingdom? Scripture says, I have not seen, neither ear has heard, neither has entered into the heart of man. It hasn't. It can't even be conceived in our consciousness. The things that the Most High has prepared for those who love him. So it's just unfathomable. You can't think of it. You can't you can't even conceive it with your finite mind. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be wonderful. So so what are we saying? We're talking about there's a right way to live and there's a right way to die. Okay, the right way to live, of course, is living a righteous life for Yahuwah. What's the scripture says? Ecclesiastes, it says, this is a conclusion of the matter, that we love the Most High, that we keep his commandments. That's the conclusion, you know. In other words, obey what he says. Walk in his paths of righteousness. Psalm 23 says he leads us in his paths of righteousness. So he fills you with his Ruach HaKodesh, and he rolls out the path for you to take. All we have to do is walk in that path. Hallelujah, and not deviate to the left or to the right, and definitely don't turn back. You see what happened to people who turn back? Just look up Lot's wife. You don't turn back. You know, they once you put your hand to the plow, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you say you're not worthy of me. So, we don't look back. Death. If we live long enough, and if the Most High tarries and Yahusha doesn't come back in our lifetime, that means we are going to lay down. We are going to lay down one day and close our eyes. Okay, and we're not going to open them in this present world. We're going to open them in the kingdom, those of us who are living for the Most High. But that's not a horrible thing to look for. That's a majestic thing to look for, because if you're living the right way, Yahuwah will allow you to die the right way. And we're going to get into that, what that means. We're going to take the sting and the fright out of what we know as death. Because if you live the right way, Yahuwah will set it up for you to die, to transition the right way. And that's not a sad thing. That's a cause for celebration. So we've got a scripture we're going to read here before I turn it over to Elder Yael. Our scripture reading for tonight is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2. It reads as follows. Of course, I'm reading in King James. It says, to everything there is a season, okay? To everything, there is a season. Think on these words as we say them, okay? So think back. There was a season when you were conceived, right? Okay, even before your birth. There was a season when the sperm met the egg, your mother and father. There was a time where Yah says, it's time for you to be conceived, to get ready, to prepare you a body, to come into this world. Then there was a time to be born where you went through the birth canal of your mother. There was a season for you to come into this world. A season for you to be a young person, from an infant growing up, toddler, child, adolescent, then coming into young adulthood. Those are seasons. It was a season for you to live the mid-span of your life. You could call it your 30s, 40s, 50s. Even 60s, people working until. Then there's another season. Some people call it the golden years, 70, 80, whatever, whatever it allows you to live to, where hopefully you're not doing vigorous labor anymore, but you are more so preparing yourself for transition. And not just that, you're cherishing your accomplishments and the things that Yahuwah has done for you, and you're getting ready to pass on your wisdom, pass on your inheritance, your posterity to the next generation. You're preparing your house, so to speak, physical house and your spiritual house. You're preparing to transition.
Mm.
And that transition doesn't have to be a few years. It could be 10, 20 years, your golden years. And you're serving as an elder, a mentor to others. So those are seasons. So to every purpose, to everything, there is a season and a time. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. Listen here. It says a time to be born and a time to die. And please, hopefully you're not here, but if you're one of the people who fear death, I definitely knew some people who feared death. I won't call their names out, but I knew some people who feared death in my lifetime. It's nothing to put them down about, but if they knew the Most High, they knew the Creator, and if they understood through Scripture what death is, what a transition is for children of Yahuwah, that fear would have been alleviated. We have nothing to fear in what they call death. It says there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, getting ready for new life, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. It's time to harvest that which you put into the ground as a seed. Now it's full harvest. Now it's ready to use food. You're growing mm-hmm. cotton, it's ready to be made into garments or whatever. So there's a time and a season. And it didn't say there's a time to fear. But there's not a time to fear. So we're going to turn it over to Elder. What we're going to get into, so we stated our case. Now we're going to prove mm-hmm. our case. So we're going to prove it through none other than Scripture. And our hope, our aim is by the time we're finished with the program tonight, if you did have a fearful outlook, a dread of transition, you will no longer have that. Your mm-hmm. mindset will be changed, and it will be something that I know it would go out on a limb, say you look forward to it, but something that you don't fear, something that when it's the right time that you will face it with open arms and an open heart.
Mm.
Because you're going to see it actually was beautiful time in Scripture. Yes, it was. It was a time of transition. It was a time of blessing, too, because blessings were passed on. So, people in the world just think, oh, you give inheritance. You give a house, you give cars, you give money to your children. That's one form of inheritance. But what about the spiritual inheritance, the blessing? It's a type of spirit. That's exciting. That's fun. And we're going to read some cases of that. And it's going to change. It's going to open your eyes, and hopefully it's going to change your mindset. And it's going to put you at peace. Remember, our Messiah said, he told us, fear not. He said, you believe in the Most High, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. There's a magnificent mm-hmm. other side of this that we have forward to look to. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring up Elder, and we'll get into that a little later. Hallelujah. Stay with us. Stay with us. Hallelujah. You will be blessed. Come on up, Elder.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelouja, Elder. Told out for that introduction that you have just made. And I could see that this is something that we are about to look at, I think, is really going to be a blessing for us, because Yahuwah, we want to see how his interest has been in us at all his time, even from the foundation of the world. That's what the scripture tells us, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, okay? I mean, Yahuwah chose us in Yahushua, Messiah, you see, even before the foundation of the world, you see? And what we should be, that we should be set apart and blameless before him in love, you see? So we want to look at these things because it's important that we understand how we're going to be ready, you know, as we enjoy ourselves living this life, you know, the right way to live, this righteous way of living. And then, like you said, when it comes down to our departure, for us to go to sleep, relax, rest until he comes, there won't be no problem. There won't be this fear and all this. Because I tell you, even now, I have had the opportunity to see people who seem to, when they died, it seemed like there was a change in them that was not good, you know? But then I saw some, it seems like this change was pleasure, just peaceful, you know? They had a peaceful transition, and it made a difference to me just to see the difference, be able to contrast both of those two situations, you know? And that's why I try to listen to what the word is saying. I want to take a look at Shaul, or Paul, so to speak, you know, because even in the book of Ephesians, he really contrasts this type of life that we're looking at here. And we want to make sure we follow the path that it seems to be that he is showing us, you know, making sure that we understand, you know, because it will make a difference. Even now, it makes a difference in spite of all of this coronavirus and stuff like that that we are living, going through now, you know. When we listen to Shaul, listen to the instructions that he has been given for us, that he is given us through his word, through Yah's word here, we can see a difference even now. You know, we will notice a difference in our life, you see? You know, whether it's peaceful or whether it's going to be trouble or whether it's going to be disturbing to us, you know? Because, you know, when we really understand how to trust Yahuwah, it's going to make a difference. Yahushua has given us the instructions, all of the things that Yahuwah has done for us through Yahushua, you see? And that's what's going to make a big difference in our life now. Because I'm going to read here, even in Ephesians, let me just get in here a little bit. And I want to start really in verse, let me go with verse 2 in chapter 1. Favor to you and peace from our Lord, our Father, and the Master, Yahushua, Messiah. Favor, he said, favor to you, okay? Blessed be the our Lord and Father of our Master, Yahushua, Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Messiah. You see? So all of these blessings that has been blessed, we've been given already, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. See, that's a beautiful thing. When I look at that and I see this, I said, wow, you know, that means we've always been there in his presence, in his sight. He has never lost sight of us in spite of what we experience now, what we're going through.
That's
now,
right.
Okay? You know, Satan, the devil, will always try to make it seem like it's bad if you listen to the devil. That's why we don't listen to Satan. We listen to Yahuwah and his word and his instructions, right? Because when we do that, we remain, we keep a clear thought, the right thoughts in our mind, in our head, you know, in our being. You see? So that's what's making a difference. So let me look at this further here. It says here, even in verse 4, well, verse 3 says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, we want to make sure we keep that in understanding in mind, that we should be set apart and blameless before him in love, okay? Now, having previously ordained us to adoption as sons through Yahushua, Messiah, to himself, according to the good pleasures of his desire. You see that? That's why it's very important, you know, when we think about it, you know, we got to think about his desires for us. Look at that, his good pleasure, you see, of his desire to the praise of the esteem of his favor with which he favored us in the beloved. You see, hallelujah, he favored us in Yahushua, in whom we have redemption through his blood, through the blood of Yahushua. We have redemption, the forgiveness of trespasses according to the riches of his favor. You see, so we know, you know, of course, the scripture will tell you all have sinned and come short of the glory of Yah. So now we see the difference here. Even after we have sinned, we have redemptive forgiveness of our trespasses. We have forgiveness, you see? And that's the beauty of this whole plan of salvation for his people, for us here, for mankind, which he has lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. See, he didn't leave nothing out, you see? That's why we don't have to worry about Satan. We don't have to worry about Satan. Like the word we used to say all the time, he got our backs.
Yeah.
Yah have our backs. He's covering us. You see? He's looking down already, made it planned and set it up for us to be looked out of, having made known to us the secret of his desire according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in him, you see, as administer to administer at the completion of time to gather together in one all in Messiah, both which are in the heavens and which are on earth in him. You see? So there it is. This is gonna be beautiful. Can you imagine? Especially, I remember a time, you know, I used to be in a choir, you know, and I used to love going for singing and practice for the, that's when I was in the church, I admit, you see. But it was beautiful regardless when you really got together with people and we were on one accord. We got our tune together. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful for us to sing praises to the Most High, and we were all on the court rejoicing, you know? I remember these things. That was beautiful. But, and so what we're looking at here, we're looking at something here that's going to be so much better, so much beautiful, you know? Because I tell you, it's better. It's really going to be good when you know the adversary, the real adversary will be totally blotted out, won't even have any weight of having permission to even sneak in on us. No way. You see? And this is what we're looking forward to. You see? Because if we keep on reading here, in whom also we did obtain an inheritance, being previously ordained according to the purpose of him, work in all matters according to the counsel of his desire. You see? This is according to the counsel of his desire. His desire. Hallelujah. For us to be the praise of his esteem, those having first trusted in Messiah, you see, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, good news of your deliverance, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the set-apart spirit of promise. You see, that's what I'm talking about. We believe. Once you believe, you were sealed with the set-apart promise, spirit of promise. You see? So that's why it's important. We can't allow the adversary to come in and cause us to be doubtful, you see, and so forth. There shouldn't be no place in our life for that kind of behavior in us, okay? Verse 14 says, who is the pledge of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his esteem? For this reason, I too, having heard of your belief in the Master, Yahushua, and your love for all the set-apart ones, do not cease giving thanks for you. He Shaul didn't even cease because he heard when he saw that, saw what was going on with the set apart ones, you know, brought joy to him. Do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the all of your master, our master, okay, Yahushua, Messiah, the father of the steam, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see, this is what's so beautiful. You see, we get this understanding from him, you see, and it all works out then. It all, you will understand, you know, what you were talking about saying, Elder, you know, to die or to be with the Father, you see, or to live or whatever, to be here. See, it's best to, you know, take the advantage of this opportunity. Don't let nothing frighten you. Keep the faith. Keep it. Hold on to it, okay? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened so that you know what is the expectation of his calling, you see? This is what is so good about this. And what are the riches of the esteem of his inheritance in the set apart one? Hallelujah! Mm-hmm. You know you can't. Hallelujah! You won't be able to beat this. This is that. That's what I'm talking about. That's why it's good that we remind ourselves so that we can contemplate upon these things that has been written for our learning, for us to live by. Then we're going to get that righteous way of living. It's right here. It's already laid out for us. We don't have to be frightened about what we see going on, you see, because it is kind of strange. It is strange, you know, it's to see right now in this day and time, just about everywhere you turn, somebody, even your Hebrew brothers and sisters, okay, They the next thing you know, they used to be somebody that just received it, Mark, just got the coronavirus jab, that shot, you see? And when I see that, I have to shake my head, you know, because now that Yahuwah has given us understanding of this stuff that is going on now during our lifetime, we see the mistake, or we see how Satan makes really deceiving the world with this garbage, this poison that they have put out there in the atmosphere to try to destroy all mankind if they get it, you know? Because we know, you know, once they get out there and allow themselves to get trapped by this coronavirus thing that they got going, this shot and so forth, you know, there's no reverse. You can't reverse the symptoms, whatever it gives you, whatever happens to you, it's irreversible. You see, you're stuck.
All right.
You know, you've been literally messed up. That's all I can say. I can say all the words, but I try to keep it clean, you know, because we see there is a big deception that is done hit this earth now by these psychopaths, Bill Gates and his crowd, you see, and the Foxy guys, these people that are out there. It seems like no matter how much we preach and teach and try to show the people, these same psychopaths are the same ones that deceive millions of people just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Millions of they call them the homosexual crowd, but I think it just kind of wound up being a big deception by their drug sorcery that they put out here among men and brought many of them down. I mean, it's like, it's unheard of. It's unmerciful how many people go out and will fight just to get this poison put in them, their system. That's what it is.
Right.
It's poison. It will kill you. Once you're stung by it, you have had the sting that you should have never got. But once you get it, you got it. It's messed up. So hallelujah. We want to try to have you, but that's what we want to do, is continually to lift up the words of Yahuwah that he's given for his people. You see, we want you to understand. Come and get your understanding from him. Don't listen to these demons out there, you know, talking about that coronavirus thing. These are just demons. This is the devil himself has crawled
That's
up
right.
out of his pit, and he's out there preaching a loud noise. You know, won't even allow the people to even hear the truth about what that poison is doing to mankind. This is the sad thing about it. That's why we got to fight hard. We need to fight this fight, because these demons out here are fighting hard to deceive mankind. Every time I go to the store now, it seems like I run into somebody that I knew, thought should be okay. I just received the shot just the other day, just a few months, you know, and all that stuff. I'm going to receive. I don't like that. That's bad. That's bad news to me. You see?
Yeah.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who are believing according to the working of his mighty strength, see, which he wrought in the Messiah, which he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand on in the heavenlies. Okay? You see? See what Yahushua and see what Yahuwah has done through Yahushua for us? You see? And we just got to make sure we open up our minds, open up our heart. Those of us who are survived to this point have survived, you know, and done escaped his trap. We got to, you know, we got to say a loud voice, come out with a loud voice. Like he said, lift up your voice like the trumpet. Sing, say loud, you see, so that the whole world can recognize and start seeing, okay? Lift up your voice. For above all rule and authority and power and mastery and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You see, that's what I'm talking about. And he put all under his feet, all of it under Yahushua's feet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And gave him to be head over all to the assembly, which is his body, the completeness of him who fills all in all. See, that's what I'm saying. It's very important that we understand how important it is that Yahuwah has done for us. That's why if we keep this in mind, that's why he makes sure it was written down for our learning. Because if we do, then, we'll get the concept, we'll get the understanding of that time to live righteous, okay? And also that to die righteously, because we know you need to have that righteous living so that when it comes down to death, you could die righteously. Okay?
Yes.
That's important. It's important. We got to get this thing right now, because this, time is winding up. Our time here on this earth, the way things have been, if we look at prophecy and see what has been written and see what has taken place and what is taking place, we're going to realize, time is going fast. This time is just like, as he said, I'm going to cut it short. I will cut it short. If I wouldn't have, then no flesh would be saved. No, nobody.
That's right.
So he's going to do what is necessary to save his people, okay?
Yeah.
And so it's up to us to get on board and make sure that we, is understanding what he's meant for us and do it, you see? Because it tells us right on, even in Ephesians chapter 2, we'll go a little bit down in here just before I get off here. And you were dead in trespasses and sins. You see what was happening with us? Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Already dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air. We once walked according to the rule, nobody but Satan, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, So we have to make sure we come out of that. That's why he wrote this down. Show us, let us see what is here, what a privilege now that we have, okay? Among whom also we all once lived in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, as also the rest. You see? At once, we were by nature children of the wrath, you see? And that's what we see going on out here. These people out there taking that shot, the coronavirus thing, and it done got to the point now, I think just a few months ago, some people were kind of listening to us when we were talking about this, coronavirus and this beastly system that Satan has set up in front of us and before us in order to deceive mankind, to get us to deceive us into receiving that mark, you see? People was going to count, I think they were, but now it seems like it almost appears that it's hard for them to even hear what you got to say, because they, first of all, according to this system that we're living in here in Babylon, they done took the media has taken over, and they constantly bombarding you with lies. Everything they say out there is just lies, okay? It's almost like you can't even get the truth out there nowhere, because it's almost like you're not even heard. You see?
That's
so
right.
So we know Yahuwah has some people that's going to hear the truth regardless of what Satan is trying to do. We know that. So we will not give up on them. We will not give up on our brothers and sisters, you see, because we know that the devil, he's a liar, he's a trickery liar, and he is, seeing what he's doing, okay? But Yahuwah, who is rich in compassion, because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with the Messiah. By favor you have been saved. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Messiah Yahushua. You see? Hallelujah. In order to show in the coming ages by exceeding riches of his favor in kindness towards us in Messiah. You see? See what I'm saying?
Yes.
No matter what, he's showing us how things could work out for us, how he's working it out, done worked it out for us. We just got to be obedient and believe him. Believe, okay? For by favor you have been saved. You see that? Though through belief in that not of yourselves, this is the gift of Yahuwah. You see? It is not by works, so that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Messiah Yahushua, and unto good works which Yahuwah prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So that's what I'm saying. We have to walk in righteousness. We have to.
Yes.
If we do, there's a reward there. It's a reward. You could now see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. You could see it. You see? Therefore, remember that you once nations in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Messiah, excluded from the citizenship of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise. You see that? Having no
right
expectation and without Yahuwah in the world. You know, that was a pitiful state to be in, that we were in. You see? But guess what? Guess what? Now, in Messiah, Yahushua, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of the Messiah. Hallelujah. Tell me that. You know, that is good. That is beautiful. For he is our peace, who has made both one and having broken down the partition of the barrier. You see? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, see, this is good. This is good news that the devil don't want you to hear. He don't want you to hear this. He wanna confuse you. He wanna blot you out from this truth. You see? That's why Satan, you got these people out there in these churches, you know, spitting out lies about the truth. Actually, when it comes down to this simple word here, oh, they confused. They get all confused, you know, and they want to argue with you about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the Torah of the commands and dogma, so as to create in himself one renewed man from the two, thus making peace. Hallelujah. And to completely restore to favor both of them unto Yahuwah in one body through the state, having destroyed the enmity by it. You see? Hallelujah. And having come, he brought as good news peace to you who were far off and peace to those near. You see? Hallelujah. This has all been taking place for us. Because through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Hallelujah. You see that? We have access to the Father. You see? Don't tell me that, you know, he has just thrown us out to nothing. We just lost. No. We have access to him. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the set apart one and members of the household mm-hmm. of Yahshua. Hallelujah. You see?
Hallelujah.
That's beautiful. Having been built up on the foundation of the emissaries and prophets, Yahushua, Messiah himself, being chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, being joined together, grows into a set-apart dwelling place in Yahuwah. Hallelujah. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of Yahuwah in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Tell me that ain't good
Hallelujah.
News. That's good news. Okay? So whether you want to hear the truth or not, you should for your sake. That's all I got to tell you. Right now, this is good news. We need to listen to what Yahuwah, just making sure we can understand it if we want to, and believe it. Believe. You see? It'll be all right with us. See? But forget about Satan. Don't even let him come into your life anymore. Don't let him bring this confusion from these different churches, you know, because, see, if you got in his fist now, you look, take a look back, you'll see a lot of people that we once know you, a lot of them has fallen because of this demon drug sorcery that they have brought on this earth to destroy mankind. They brought it on to destroy us, the Hebrew Israelite nation. You see, and we got to realize that, okay, because so many of us have fallen already. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them have fallen from this drug sorcery, you see. And so we're going to continually to pray for our brothers and sisters, and we're going to stay on this straight and narrow path, you know, that Yah has brought us on so that we can survive this garbage that Bill Gates, the Rothschild, and the Fauci, the lies and the garbage that they have put out there, because they've done this, they destroyed themselves, first of all, you know,
yeah.
And they want to destroy us. But if we continue to live righteously, we will be much smarter, we will be wise, okay? That's why he said, even over here in Revelation, he tells us, you know, let him, what do you say? Let me just read that real quick. I'm through again. You know, because this is very important for us today. Here is the wisdom, Revelation 13, verse 18. Here is the wisdom. He who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, okay? So let me tell you something. This demon out here, he don't have to overcome your life. You can, because Yahuwah has already took care of it for you, okay? So all we got to do is look to Yahusha and believe what he has done for us and believe his word, okay? With all our hearts and with all of our souls, and we're going to come out of this thing alive. You don't have to be walking around here frightened, scared because of what this demon is doing out there. Okay? So hallelujah. I just wanted to, you know, say these things because this is the truth. This is what we got. This is our life. This is it. And we cannot ignore the truth. We can't ignore this and think that we're going to be all right. Okay, because he's already worked it out for us. And we need to know this, okay? Know it with all of our hearts, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. So, Elder, I'm going to let you come on back up. I'm going to step out and let you continue this for a few. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks, Elder. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? We're talking about living right and dying right. Hallelujah. There is a right way to live. And there is a right mm-hmm. way to die or transition. Hallelujah. We know those mm-hmm. who are in Yahuwah, there is no death per se, but we pass from death unto life. Hallelujah. We transition.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So,
hallelujah.
What is the right way to live? The elder touched on a lot of it. And what is the right way to die? Hallelujah. So I'm just going to add on to some of the stuff that Elder has brought out. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the scripture talk about death. Where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Okay, so, you know, right now it's like the grave is laughing. He's smiling. Grave has the victory. Death has the sting. Well, if you're in your Ua, the grave has no more victory, and death has no more sting. And this is not a Mother Goose fairy tale, and that this is real. We have evidence because we have seen one who was with us go to the other side and rose again. Hallelujah. And he lives forevermore. Yahushua HaMashiach. See, we have witnesses. And you look at this. Why would 12 men, okay, you could discount Judas Iscariot, okay? So you could say the 11 plus 12 plus the 12th one, Shaul, who came later. He had an encounter with the Mashiach himself, even after so-called physical death. Okay, these 12 men, you're going to tell me that they're going to go about laying down their lives for a man that they know who is a phony? No, they did not do that. They saw how he lived, and they saw how he died. They saw how he lived his life, a righteous, blameless life. They saw the power, the Ruach HaKodesh, working in his life, working through his life. Hallelujah, empowering him. They saw how he walked boldly to the throne, to the hill of what they call Calvary, Golgotha, and he laid down his life as a sacrificial lamb for us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, they saw how he came back on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
He came back and walked among them. Ate among them, hallelujah. Supped among them, hallelujah. So they saw this with their eyes. That's why they were willing to be hung upside down and have their neck chopped off and just face death.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all of them faced brutal death. Even the apostle Yochanan, John, he may not have got his head cut off or was hung upside down, but he faced his remainder of his life in prison, the Isle of Patmos. That's where he got the revelation, Book of Revelation. Hallelujah. So these men would go through all of that, what we call hell on earth, for a phony. No, they saw it with their own eyes, and they passed that truth, passed that testimony on to us. So
that's right.
If Yahushua is not a part of your life, then you have no life. You have no afterlife. You have nothing to look forward to. You do not have the kingdom to look forward to. We just have to make that plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of the non-messianics or whatever the title phrase is, if you don't believe that Yahushua is the Mashiach sent from the Most High, then you do not have life. You do not have part in this matter. Hallelujah. And it's by your own choice. You have ruled yourself out. For the others, those of you who believe that Yah sent Yahushua HaMashiach to us and to be the sacrificial, the atonement for our sins, you have something wonderful to look forward to. Okay, there is something to do because when we repent, listen to the things that it says to do. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people, okay, that's conditional. It starts off conditional, right? Okay, so this is not church. This is not your church house. This is truth. We're just talking through scripture. It's conditional, okay? Yes, you can make it into the kingdom, but to think that you could say some kind of magic prayer and close your eyes and lift your hands and say a magic prayer, you know, and come down to some altar on a church. That's not scripture. That's not scripture, and it's not true. You have a life to live out. He wants you to live out. He has a purpose for your life. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about the righteous life. We're talking about living right and dying right. To die right, like people say, you have to live right. So how do you live right?
It starts
with repentance. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, yes, you pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You have to repent. You have to go from walking in darkness to walking in light. You have to go from walking under the power of HaShaitan to walking under the power and the spirit of Yahuwah, walking in the Ruach HaKodesh. It says, as many as are led by the spirit of Yahuwah, they are the sons and daughters of Yahuwah. So once you repent, you walk right, you live right. And we're going to get right into the scriptures to just get to the heart of the matter as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So let's cut to the chase right here. Let's go right to Ecclesiastes verse 12. I'm reading for the King James. The right way to live. Okay. This is the summary of it all. And then I'm going to go into detail in the other scriptures. But here's the summary. Take this at heart. You don't hear nothing else. It says, let us hear the conclusion. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. And I'm going to read 14. But this is verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Okay, sum it all up. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the young man asked Yahushua, Master, what can I do to inherit eternal life? Okay, here's the short answer. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahuwah. That's fear.
Mm-hmm.
You got to honor him. You got to reverence him, right? You got to fear him, respect him, reverence him. Fear Yahuwah and keep his commandments. Keep his commandments. Keep
Hallelujah.
His word. Keep his instructions. They're loaded. They're from, yes, they're in Torah, the first five books, but his instructions are actually from Genesis all the way through Revelation. They're right there. His instruction is his word. Hallelujah. Including the Torah. Hallelujah. We take the whole load. Hallelujah. It says, fear Yahuwah and keep his commandments, keep his word. For this is the whole duty of man. You can't break it down simpler than that. This got the whole duty of man. It says, and here's why. It says, for Yahuwah shall bring every work into judgment. See? All your work is going to be counted up. It's going to be put before you. It says, for Yahuwah shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Okay, so those things that other people don't know about you, don't worry. Those secret things are going to be brought out to the judgment. It says, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That's why you want to get it right now. Pray like David prayed. Wash me in hyssop. Let's get that secret thing. Let's wash it. Let you circumcise your heart. Wash me, and I will be clean. That's what I love the way Dawid prayed. Wash me in hyssop. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It says, now let's go into a little more detail. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, it says, by the mercy of Yahuwah, that ye present your bodies. So what are we living here for? Why does he still have breath in our bodies, in these earthly bodies, in this earthly temple? Are we here to party? Are we here to be sexually immoral? Are we here to rob, steal, kill, you know, maim, lame, you know, what are we here for? Just for pleasure, upon pleasure? We're here for a purpose. Those of you who are called out by the Most High, you're here for a purpose. And if you look at the book of Corinthians, it says you're no longer your own. It says you were bought with a price. See, you're tempted. You were bought with a price. So if he owns us, I hate to use this as an analogy, but just like when our foreparents came to this land, America, they were put on auction blocks and they were sold off to the highest bidder. Mm-hmm. And when those slave masters bought them, they were at their beck and call. If they told them to chop wood, they'd chop wood. If they told them to pick cotton, they'd pick cotton. It was a horrible thing. We know it. We don't have to get into all the details. But they had ownership of them at that time. Well, we're no longer under that, praise Yah. But we're under a different ownership because we were purchased. And we were purchased not by filthy dollar bills. We were purchased by something much more precious. We were purchased by the blood of Yahushua. It says we were bought with a price, okay? As a matter of fact, I mean, of course I could talk about that scripture, but I'm going to go ahead on and quote it. Bought the price, okay. Nothing like going right to the source. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, chapter 6, verse 20. It says, "For ye are bought with a price." It says, "Therefore, esteem Yahuwah in your body and in your spirit." Matter of fact, I'm going to back up because actually I like the verses right before that. So I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 6. And I'm going to read a verse before that, just to give us a good understanding. Okay, here we go. Two verses before that. Hallelujah. It gets better and better. You can never just read. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 18. And then I'm going to read down to the 20. It says, "Flee fornication." Okay, remember, we're talking about living right. We get to the dying right, but you can't get to the dying right until you live right. It says, "Flee fornication." Okay, all sexual immorality. I'm glad we started that because that's the big thing. You could read Judah's Testament. Judah and a lot believe, and I believe also, that we here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States in particular, we are the descendants of Judah. And so Judah had a lust problem. He had some other problems, but flesh, the lust of the flesh was one of them. And if you look at our people in this unrighteous land right here, sexual immorality is everywhere. Yes, it's with the Gentiles, but we're looking at us right. It says, "Do not learn the way. Do not follow the ways of the Gentiles." Jeremiah instructed us in that. But what do? We follow it. And boy, did we learn it well. And you know, we took it and ran with it. So it's a common thing. Just the phrase boyfriend, girlfriend. That wasn't amongst our people. That, you know, you think that's been forever. That's something we learned from the Gentiles. Boyfriend and girlfriend is just another way of saying that's who you're sleeping with right now. Then you quit that boyfriend, quit that girlfriend, get a new one. Now that's who you're sleeping with now. You know, that's pretty much all it boils down to. Dating. You know, you're dating him. Oh, you're dating her. That's who you're sleeping with now. Oh, well, you're no longer dating. You're dating a new person. That's who you're sleeping with now. Okay? So it's... Israel, before we repent, we got to know what we're repenting of. You got to face your sin. Okay, so all that boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, that's not our culture, our true culture. Culture was handed down by our foreparents. That's what we learn from the Gentiles. And we think it's normal. Our brain has been, washed. It's been programmed to think wrong. That's why the scripture I'm going to read in Romans later is going to say, you know, you got to get that out and be transformed in your mind. Hallelujah. So It says, flee fornication, every sin that a man doeth is without the body, is outside of the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. And what is your body? Your body is the temple of Yahuwah. Hallelujah. It's the temple of Yahuwah. So, so let's see, right up here, try to look for, I'm going to show you something here that's really good. Know ye not. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, your body is the temple of the Most High. And if you take your body and join it to, it says here, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Yahusha? Shall I then take the members of Yahusha and make them the members of an harlot? What does the harlot do? Immoral sexual activity. That's when you're engaged in immoral sexual activity, you're basically taking what Yahusha died for. He died what? To purchase your body, your temple, which is temple of Yahuwah, and you're joining it in harlotry. You're joining it in whoredom. That's the sin you're committing. That's why a fornication is such a horrible sin, and it has consequences. Even sicknesses come about from it. It says, every sin that a man doeth is without the body, is outside the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body, listen, your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. It's the temple where Yahuwah's spirit dwells. That's precious. And you're going to take it and join it into a sexual immoral activity. It says, it's the body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, which ye have of Yahuwah. That means he gave it to you. And ye are not your own. What do you mean I'm not my own? Well, you're not your own. Look at verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. You are bought. So when those slave masters bought you, the human slave masters, 200 years ago, they so-called own you. Now, we know they didn't own our spirits or whatever, but they owned your possession. You had to work. You didn't have to. You could get shot or hung or whatever. But if you obliged, if you gave in and did the labor they wanted you to do, you were considered their property, right? They even gave you their name. If their name was Johnson, your name became Johnson. If their name was Smith, your name became Smith. You were so-called their property. Now, how much more are you Yahuwah's property? Hallelujah. So it says, ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. And the blood of Yahuwah is priceless. Yahusha is priceless. You are bought with a price. It says, therefore, magnify, esteem Yahuwah in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahuwah's. Okay, so that's, we got to have to get a little understanding from that scripture. Hallelujah. So we're going to move forward. Moving forward, it says, now this is Romans now. We're talking about living right. Romans 12. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Most High, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Okay? A living sacrifice, because we're no longer our own. So we were bought with Christ. Our bodies belong to the Most High. So give it up to him. To do what? To do his will. It says, a living sacrifice, holy, holy is set apart. We don't follow the ways of the world. Set apart, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service means he's not even asking too much of you. He's not even asking that much. It's like that's a small thing you should do. You know what you know what he purchased us from with his blood? You know, he purchased us from death. He purchased us from eternal darkness, eternal separation from the Most High. He purchased us from the lake of fire in hell with the devil and his angels. Now, that's a mighty purchase. So since he did all of that, he said, that's just your reasonable service to serve him, to live your body, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, set apart, acceptable unto you, which is a reasonable service. Now, here's how you got to get all that junk out of you. I got a boyfriend. I got a girlfriend. I like doing this or that. No, you got to be deprogrammed. It says, verse 2, Romans 2, 12 and 2. It says, and be not conformed to the world, which most of us have already been conformed to the world. What the world do, we did, okay? And what the world do, a lot of us still do. It says, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed. Transformed just simply means change, turn, you know? 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. That's the transform. Change your way. If you was going left, go right. If you was going south, go north. Hallelujah. It says, and be ye transformed. How you do it? By the renewing of your mind. The washing of water by the word of Yahuwah. The word will change you. Yes, the Ruach does the regenerative work. It's in you, changing you to the way the word says for you to be. Hallelujah. That's what the Ruach is about. It's in you, changing you to conform to Yahuwah's will, to conform to his word. See, the word is alive. See, it's not just the pages on a book. It's not just black ink. The word of Yahuwah is alive. Yahusha was the living manifestation of the word. That's why he's called the word of Yahuwah, the word of Yah. So the word is alive, and we're being transformed into the way the word wants us to be. Hallelujah. Say, transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, that way, that's how you discern the will of Yahuwah for your life. That's, you have to be renewed. And it says that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahuwah. But it's his will for your life. You have to be transformed to see his will for your life, to see his purpose. You can't live in darkness, live in sin, and think you could see Yahuwah's will for your life. You have to be transformed. You have to be changed. The light has to shine. You see, you're living in darkness. You're walking, stumbling around. You can't see. So how do you know his will if you can't see? When the light comes in, just like in your house, when it's all dark, you can't see, you don't want to move too much, you might stub your toe, right? So when the light comes in, his light, now you can see. You can see how to walk.
Right.
You can see his path of righteousness, you know. Psalms 23, come to life for you. He say he leadeth us in his path of righteousness. For his name's sake. Okay, what is those paths of right now? You can see. The light's on. His word is a light unto your feet, a lamp unto your path. So now you can see. You can see how to walk. Hallelujah. Now, what else? It says 1 Peter 1. We'll do 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. But, and this is talking, he's told you to live holy, set apart. And here it is explained. It says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy. You know what holy means? Set apart. So if he that has called you holy and set apart, so you should be holy and set apart in all manner of your conversation. That's how our life should be. We should live holy, set apart, righteous lives. Hallelujah. Because it is written, be ye holy, set apart, for I am holy. Okay, let's get down and drill down a couple more verses, and then we'll talk about the fruit of living right. That will be dying right. Revelations 12 and 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman. We know the dragon is the enemy, the devil, and the woman is Israel. Hallelujah. So the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Listen to here. Listen to this part. Which keep her seed are the ones which keep the commandments of Yah. Hallelujah. And have the testimony of Yahusha HaMashiach. See, there's no division between the commandments of the Most High and the testimony of Yahusha HaMashiach. See, some people would tell you, well, keep the if you know JC, if you know Yahusha, You don't have to keep the commandments. That's a lie. He already said he didn't come to destroy the law. They go hand
That's
in hand.
Right.
He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. So he said, well, he said, keep his commandments, not God's commandments. Well, didn't he say, I and my Father are one? So if he and the Father
That's right.
are one, come on, y'all. If he and the Father are one, where it said the commandments of King James say God, we know it means Yahuwah, that means keep the commandments of Yahuwah. And 1 John 5:3 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. My commandments are not grievous. Hallelujah. So it says the commandments of the Most High and the testimony of Yahusha. Again, if you do not believe in the Messiah, then you will not have to worry about dying, right? Because you're not even living right. Hallelujah. You can't walk up this ladder. You can't take your dirty ladder, decrepit ladder, and think you can climb to the stairways of heaven, think you climb to the kingdom. You're not going to make the trip. You know, flesh and blood is not going to make the trip. Your works alone can't get you in. You got to be blood-washed. Hallelujah. Even in the days of old, they have to get the most unblemished lamb they could find and sacrifice them. And that was year after year. You have to do that annually. And didn't only offer for the people, the priest himself had to offer it for his sins too. So how much more precious do you think the blood of Yahusha serves? So if you're thinking about you can bypass the precious blood of Yahusha, which was used to purchase us, into the family of Yahuwah, then you don't have to worry about making a trip, you know. Matter of fact, the devil's limo is going to come pick you up. So you don't have to worry about making the trip. Revelation chapter 14 says the same thing. It says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahuwah and the faith of Yahusha HaMashiach. There's no contradiction there. Okay. Now, we've talked about living right. Let's talk about transitioning right. We're no longer going to use the term dying. We're just going to say transition, because those who are in Yahuwah pass from life to death. We pass from death to life. So we're talking about dying right. Let me say something about this. I'm going to prove something. I know how you see some of us transitioning now. We might transition with cancer, you know, on to the next life. We might transition with a heart attack. We might have to do, I don't know, tuberculosis, all manner of sickness and illnesses, diabetes, heart disease, everything. I mean, Elder, you would know, name a lot more diseases than I do. You're in the field. It's all manner of diseases you see people dying from. Okay. I mean, I know this is going to sound crazy. That's not the way we are to depart from this life. No, it's not. It's not. You say, well, how could you die? You live forever if you don't have a disease. No, that's a lie. That's not the only way to transition. That's not the only way to, I'm sure you read the scriptures, King James say, give up the ghost and depart from this life to the next. That's not the only way. I mean, you say, well, how could you die then unless somebody kill you or shoot you? No, that's not the only way. Get out of carnality. Just get into the spirit for just a second, okay? Look out, we're so carnal-minded. No, that's not the only way. Remember, first scripture we read, there's a time and a season for all things. He said there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. A time to die doesn't mean that you have to be shot, you know, doesn't mean that you have to have cancer, doesn't mean that you have to have diabetes, or doesn't mean you have to have this or that. You can depart without that, and that's called a righteous departure, departing in honor. You're living right. You can actually die right. Now, am I saying all those people you know who have died with diseases, are they sinful and everything? No, I'm not saying that. But there's coming a time where you're going to see the people of you who are living right, and you're going to see them dying right. And we're going to talk about what that is. Because just like you had a testimony when you were living, you conducted yourself, while read the scriptures of Peter, how we're supposed to live a holy, set-apart lifestyle. Well, just like you have testimony when you're living, you could have a testimony in passing it on, too. The righteous, even their death is a testimony. Even their death testifies of their walk with Yahuwah. It testifies. A righteous life and a righteous death testifies. There's a right way to live and a right way to die. Okay, so we are not, people are not to die, sickly and bowed down and decrepit. No, we are to die victoriously with our head up in preparation for the kingdom, just like a king.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to, it's supposed to be like a coronation. You know, some people call it a homecoming. Yes, it is literally a homecoming. Because the next time you have consciousness, you're supposed to be in the presence of the Most High, the righteous, the next consciousness. And you're going to be, you should hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. So we're not to die like that. No, bow down, decrepit, no. And you're going to start seeing that. Just like you're going to see the manifestations while we're alive, you're going to see the manifestations at our departures, too. What it says, the whole world. Grown, they long to see the manifestations of the sons of Yah. They're going to see that. I mean, the real.
Amen.
They're going to see it while they're living. They're going to see it when they're departing. They're going to say that if they didn't get to know you while you're living, when they see you depart, they're going to say that was a righteous man or woman at their departure. It's going to be different. Okay, so now what I just said. Your scripture is going to back me up. Exodus 15:26. It says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahuwah, thy mighty one, it says, and will do that which is right. Hear that word, right. We're talking about living right.
Absolutely.
We're talking about dying right. He says, if you do that which is right, righteous, see, in his sight, and will get ear to his commandment, hear it and keep it. You got to hear it and keep it, not just hear it. Scriptures say be doers of the word, not hearers only. Can't just hear. Be doers and give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes. Look what he said. In other words, he said, if you're living right, if you're walking right, if you're walking with me, hallelujah. He says, I will put none. How many?
That's right.
Well, he wanted to give you one to die with. He says, I will put none. N-O-N-E, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, which he have brought upon the heathens, brought upon the other nations. He's not going to put none of those on your set-apart people. He said, for I am the Most High. It is I that healeth thee. Hallelujah. That's right, Exodus 15:26. I'm going to believe. I'm not going to believe medical science or anything. If they go tell you you've got to have a disease to die, that's a lie. The scripture says, let Yah be true and every man a liar. Hallelujah. Say, curses the man that put his trust in man and make flesh his arm. They say, whose report have you believed? I'm going to believe Yahuwah's report. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. Now let's talk about dying right. Hallelujah. Okay. Try to go through this pretty quickly. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Okay. Genesis 24. The people of old, now I'm going to get case studies here. The people of old, how do you die right? You say, well, they didn't have cancer. They didn't have diabetes. Or, you know, they didn't have this or that. They didn't get shot. They didn't get stabbed. How did they die? You live forever. No, that's not true. No. You die in honor. If you're righteous, you die in honor, you die in dignity. And you die with a testimony. Okay, here is a case study where the righteous laid down and they got their house in order. They Mm-hmm. They knew what was coming. See, you walk with Yahuwah, so Yahuwah communicates with his people. Just like Yahuwah warns you places not to go, he might warn you, don't go down that street. Next thing you know, there was a shooting down that street. That's how the Ruach warns you. He warns you. He could tell you. He could let you know. He could say this, the Ruach show you things to come. He could show you when the time of, he could show you the time of your departure is at hand. Yes, he can. He did that with Apostle Shaul. He did that with many of the called out ones. So Paul says, the time of my departure is at hand. Okay. He lets you know. And men of old, women of old, they knew their time because why? They were close with Yahuwah. They walked in the Spirit. The Ruach led them. So if you walk in Yahuwah's righteousness, he can let you know when it's time, your departure is at hand, and it will be so peaceful. You get your house in order. You call your people, your sons and daughters, your loved ones, and it will be a homecoming. It will be an honorable homecoming. And guess what you do when you go out? You don't go out sad. You go out with blessings. You call them around and you bless them. Hallelujah. You don't only pass on your car and your house and, you know, your bank account. You pass on your spiritual blessings. You bless them. Hallelujah. So that's the way a righteous man and woman passes. Okay, let's go to the case study. Genesis 24, and this is Abraham arranges the marriage of Isaac by prophetic decree, but he also does something. Abraham is also old, and he's getting ready to, depart. And so look at the things he gets in order before he departs because he walked with Yahuwah. Okay, verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, okay? And Yahuwah had blessed Abraham in all things. So he was old, well stricken in age. Didn't say he was disease ridden. He didn't have no disease. He says, and Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Yahuwah, the Most High, the Most High of all the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. He lived among the Canaanites. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to have his son to marry a Canaanite woman. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I needs bring thy son again into the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware that thou bring not my son thither again. Yahuwah, the Most High of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel, his Malachim, before thee, and thou shalt take a wife of unto my son from them. Okay, bear with me just a little bit more. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master and swear to him concerning that matter. Okay, so do you see Abraham he's at his, what do you call it? He's on his last leg. You know, he's at the end of his life. He's well stricken in years. But look what he has time to do. He has time to bless his son. What's the biggest thing that you could bless, especially physically on this earth? It ain't cars, house, and money, but a spouse, a righteous spouse. And so Abraham is taking the time to make sure his son is blessed with a righteous spouse. And we know that's going to be Rebecca. Hallelujah. So he got his house in order and blessed his son, blessed his descendant. Now, let's look at another real quick this time. Abraham passes his posterity, his blessing, to Isaac. Okay. Listen to this. This is Genesis 25. I'm going to start this time, and not verse 1, I'm going to start in verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, okay? But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts. So he's getting all this in order. And sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, and 115. The 103 score is 60, and 15, 75. That's a good age, right? 125. Mm-hmm. Years. It says, listen here. Here we go. Verse 8. Okay, you've been waiting. Say, well, Abraham's still alive. Okay, verse 8. Then Abraham gave up the ghost. Reading King James Version. Abraham gave up the ghost. He transitioned and died. I highlighted this. In a good old age, an old man, and full. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit. And full of years. Do you know what that full of years means? That full of years means his life was abundant. His life was full. His life was complete. Okay? His life was not empty. His life was not barren. His life was not a failure. His life was successful. It was full. It was complete. And it was full. His life was victorious. He had a successful life, what this world would call a life of success. But Abraham had a full life. He just didn't live old age. You can live old age and be miserable. Your bones cracking, aching, and, you know, get up every day. You wish you could, didn't have to get out of bed. No, his life was full. He had full years. His days were full. Listen, and he was gathered to his people. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're going to skip them down.
Hallelujah.
So you're starting to see the right way. Remember, he said, I'm not going to put none of these diseases on his people who walk uprightly, who walk in his ways, who hear and obeys his voice, his commandments. He's not going to put that on his people. How you going to die? You die like this. That's why he left this here on record. He's no respecter of person. Abraham was a man just like you and I. He was a person. He wasn't a god. Mm-hmm. He wasn't some Malachi. He was a man who was tested in all things just as we are. But he chose to live a righteous life and walk with the Most High. Just like many of us are doing. Hallelujah. Many of us are endeavoring. That's how you live. One more. Here we go. Genesis 27. And this is Isaac. Now he's passed on. Blesses Jacob. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, he's old, didn't say he's sick, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, my son, behold, and Esau said, I am here. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death, but he knows it's close. It says, now therefore take, I pray thee. Okay, so he knows that the time is near. He's going to bless him. Now we know what's going to happen. And, he said, take thee, I pray, weapons and quiver, and take me, and he said, get me some venison. He wanted that soup. I'm going to give him a paraphrase a lot of this. So he wanted that soup, and we know that Rebecca and Jacob worked it out where Rebecca made Jacob the soup to take to Isaac instead. Okay, but here's the thing. Jacob brought the soup to Isaac. And what did Isaac do? Isaac blessed him. Isaac blessed him. Why did he give him that blessing? This just wasn't any blessing. This is just not like somebody say, can you pray for me? And you pray for him. No, this was a special blessing. Just like you write up a will in a lawyer's office. I'm going to leave this for this son. I'm going to leave this for my daughter here. I'm going to leave the car to this person. No, this this was just like that, but it was in the spirit. I'm gonna mm-hmm. impart a spiritual blessing. This is my spiritual inheritance I'm giving. And he gave it to Jacob. Now, another time, we may look at that, if you will lead, Jacob was the one to get. Even his grandfather, Abraham, saw that. You say, where you get that? You know, if you will leave us, we'll go into that as a study one day. So don't think that Jacob mm-hmm. just tricked him and Jacob had the devil in him and that was wrong. No, it was definitely meant for Jacob to get the blessing. Esau did not value the mm-hmm. things of the Most High. I'll just put it like that in a nutshell. Jacob did mm-hmm. value the things of the Most High. You don't sell your spiritual birthright for a bowl of soup. That's how Esau valued the things of the Most High. Okay, so here we go. So Rebecca, you know what she did and everything. Now, Jacob blesses his son, and we'll end it there. This is the last study. Genesis 49, and Jacob called unto his son and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last day. So this is a prophetic blessing. Okay, he says, mm-hmm. gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel, your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn. He starts from the top, going all the way down. My might and the beginning mm-hmm. of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water. he's adding some rebuke here, but he's blessing them. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty, are in thy habitation. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, and unto their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, or in thy anger they slew a man. Okay, you remember what they did because of Dinah,
mm-hmm.
and in their self-will, they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, here we go. This is our forefather. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. So all the other his brethren, his siblings, are going to bow down before him. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Mm-hmm. Who shall rouse him up? Okay. So
mm-hmm.
we could go down. Well, I want to read this two more verses. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. That's the king's scepter. Nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his spoil unto the vine, his ass's coat unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine and his teeth white with milk. Okay, so we know he's going to bless all 12 of his sons. And what is he going mm-hmm. to do after that? He's going to close his eyes. He's going to close his eyes and depart. And that's down here at verse 33. I'm going to read that. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, so he gave them the prophetic blessings and the prophetic utterances. You know, some of them were a rebuke, but that's what the Spirit of Yahweh gave him, okay? So he had to give the bitter and the sweet. It says, and when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed. He didn't have diabetes. Mm-hmm. He didn't have cancer. But all he simply mm-hmm. did, he gathered up his feet into the bed. Why does he do that? Because you already told him it's your time for departure. He mm-hmm. gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and gathered unto his people. Do you hear that, Yahshua? Do you hear that? Don't ever believe that, that we have to die from a disease of Egypt. You living with the Most High, he said he will put none of those upon you. We're about to see the manifestations of the Son of Yahuwah. That's right in Romans.
Hallelujah.
Right in Romans 8. Hallelujah. 16:27. I don't know the scripture right off the top of my head. It says, the earnest expectation of the creature yearneth for the manifestations of the sons of Yah, the sons and daughters of Yah. You say the whole creation groaneth and travaileth together. What are they doing? Why are they groaning together? The creation, because they haven't seen the manifestations of the sons of Yah, the truest things of the and the power of Yah revealed in his people. They're going to see that. They're going to see Yah's people living right, and they're going to see them dying right. And I gave three examples.
Hallelujah.
This was a law class. You would see three case studies right there. That's how we are to live, and that's how we are to die. Okay, now, closing statements. Closing statements here. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. It says, now, this should be the closing statement for every child of the Most High. Listen what our great patriarch, Apostle Shaul, what he said at the time when he knew he was going to depart. This should be our victory lap right here that we take, not in self-pride, but what Yahuwah has accomplished in our life, and now it's time for our departure. This should be our mindset. Look what he said in 2 Timothy 7:8, at the time of this departure. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. That's what we all want to do. We want to finish our course. The calling that you gave us, finish it. Complete it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, he that began a good work in you will perform it. He's going to complete it right up until the day of your departure.
Hallelujah.
The day that Moshe comes back, whichever comes first. He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to bring it to full fruition. So you complete your course. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He did not draw back. He did not waver. He did not backslide. He did not lose hope. Okay? He says, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Now listen to here. Listen to this. Henceforth, he knows what he's going to get. Not only knows it's his departure, he knows what's on the other side of his transition. He said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. See, he knows what he's going to get. Which Yahuwah, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Hallelujah. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. That's what he has for all of us. Hallelujah. That should be our statement. Every child of you, or that should be our statement. When it's like Jacob, you gather your people. Yahuwah speaks to you. You know your departure is at hand. You give out your blessing. What did he do? You put your feet up in the bed. He knows when you're about to take your last breath, and you let him. He says, yield up the ghost. That our breath comes from the Most High. You give your breath back to him. He takes your breath. It's peaceful. And it's just like Shaul, you know where you're going. You know it's a crown of righteousness laid up for you, which Yahuwah will give you on that day, and not for you only, but for all of his children. Psalms 91:16, and we'll close it here. It says, long life, long, full life. Long means full life, like Abraham had. Long, full life will Yahuwah bless his people with. He says, with long life will I satisfy him. You can say them, insert them. With long life will I satisfy them and show them my salvation. So full life, whether that's 60, whether that's 70, 80, 90, 100, it's going to be, when it's in Yahuwah, it's going to be a full life. With full life will he satisfy them. And he's going to show him the joys of his salvation. I'm telling you, Israel, you don't have to compromise. You don't have to look at the world and say, well, they're dying like this. I have to die like this. That's a lie from the pit of hell, and that's going to change. Yahuwah is going to restore all things to his people. Joel chapter 2, it says he will things that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, all those demons, all those things stole from us. He's going to restore it. Elder, I got to do this. I have to do this because and this is just one scripture, Joel. I want to read that because it pertains to this. I think it's Joel chapter 2. I think it started at verse 25. I'm going to read that. He's going to restore this. This is not a joke. He says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. He's going to restore the years that Satan has stolen. What has he stole? He stole our victory. He stole our walk with the Most High. He stole our power, which is supposed to be manifest in our life. When it says he's not going to put none of those diseases, we weren't supposed to be walking around with those diseases. But we have to learn how to live right. If we live right, blessings will be manifested in us. But Yah's restoring that now. He's restoring those years that were taken by these demons. He called them out by name, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, palmer worm, his great army, which he sent among us. He said, look, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahuwah, your mighty one, that have dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. How did we be ashamed? We were ashamed because we were dying. We were living just like the world. Yes, we were living like the world. We were living in a bunch of religion, and we were dying just like the world. But we were calling ourselves the people of the Most High. That's shameful. If one of the patriarchs died like a common heathen, that was shameful. You see how Jacob said he knows he's about to die? He blessed his son. He put his feet up in the bed, and he gave up the ghost. Shaul says, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. It's time to go. That's how we are, to bless the next generation and give up the ghost and transition. See, and let's see. It says, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahuwah, your mighty one, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. See, we're not going to be ashamed no more because we're not going to die like them. You know why we're not going to die like them? Because we're not going to live like them. We're going to live right, we're going to live righteous, and we're going to die right. We're going to die righteous. Our transition is going to be just as strong a testimony as our life was when we were walking and talking and moving up and down the earth. It's going to be just as strong because a righteous man's life has that type of power. Hallelujah. So Israel, there's a right way to live and there's a right way to die. Hallelujah. Go ahead now.
Hallelujah. Okay, that's what we're looking at. You know, we're looking at the way we should live and the way we want to depart from this place. Okay? So that's all right. And as I look at these last words here, I'm going to look at what Shaul is saying even in Ephesians chapter 4. He tells us right in verse 1, I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the master, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. Okay, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being eager to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Okay, so these are the things we want to keep in mind. One body and one spirit, as you also were called in one expectation of your calling. One master, one belief, one immersion. You know, so we all are going to be out there, call ourselves believing in everything. We got to have that one belief, okay? We need to get into this word here. One Allah and Father of all, who is above all, through all, in you all. But to each one of us, favor was given according to the measure of the gift of the Messiah. This thing, when we read this and study this, we look at it, now we see what the things that Yahuwah has done for us through Yahushua. So we just need to, we just want to make sure we keep these things in mind, just like the thing that you were talking about, just talked about, Elder. See, we know these things took place in our ancestors' past. So that's what gives us what we can look forward to in our own future. But we got to live. We got to have that righteous living in order to die righteously. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Okay. It goes on to say, that is why it says, when he went up on high, he led captivity captives and gave gifts to men. But what does he went up mean? There we go. Except that he also first went down into the lower parts of the earth. He who went down is also the one who went up far above all the heavens to fill all. You see? There it is. So they, you know, Yahushua, he did it all. Yahuwah gave him the power. Okay? And so we have Yahuwah as our mediator, as our savior now, the one that is here for us today. And he himself gave some as emissaries and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as shepherds and teachers. That's why we're working now ourselves, you see, because these are blessings from Yahuwah, from Yah through Yahushua that gives us the power and the things that we're doing now in order to be able to do it. For the perfecting of the set apart ones, you see, or to the work of service to a building up of the body of the Messiah. See, that's why we can't be distracted by these demons things that they're out there doing, this corona and all of that junk. These machines, we gotta keep our eyes on the mark of our high calling until we all come to the unity of the belief of the knowledge of the Son of Yahuwah to a perfect man in the measure of the statue of the completeness of Messiah. See, that's it. We got to, so that we should no longer be children tossed and borne about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of men in cleverness unto the craftiness of leading astray. See, that's what we got to, we keep this word in mind and keep this before us, and we'll understand. We don't allow Satan to distract us, because that's what he's doing. He's trying to get us, block us from the truth, from what Yahuwah has done for us. But maintain the truth in love. We grow up in the respect and to him who is the head, Messiah. You see? From whom the entire body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, you see, according to the working by which each heart does its share, causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So this is what we're talking, okay? So this I say, witness in the Master, that you should no longer walk in the nations as the nations walk. You see, there it is, in the futility of their mind, okay? Having darkened in their understanding, having been enraged from the life of Yahuwah because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. You see? So there it is. We have it. We have the truth. Let's stick with it. Let's do not deviate, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to say Torah, Torah for everybody that is been with us tonight. And we pray that your understanding be well maintained through this message that we have been teaching about Yahushua's message for us
in these times, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to say shalom, shalom. Is there anybody, anything else you want to say, Elder?
Oh, shalom, family. Shalom.
Okay, so here we go, man. I'm going to close it out with a set of five musical tunes. Here we go.
Psalms 144, verse 3. Lord, what is man that you should take knowledge of him? You told me to ask for what I want.
That you would take notice of him.
This is what I want right here, more than anything.
On the Most High Mountain,
where it's flowers.
Where I want to be.
Father, I want to be on that peaceful and that joyful
side. On the Most High Mountain.
Be back, cause I just gotta keep blessing the Father. I wanna stay on His mind,
stay on His mind,
day and every day.
Every day.
You don't know this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
This is how you stay blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Most High mind, it's where I wanna be.
Only the sons of light is gonna get there.
Yeah. The Most High Mind,
take it to the next level.
It's where I wanna be.
Let me show you where I'm at.
Yeah.
Check.
I wanna be in that house where you say there's many mansions, and live with you forever.
I love you, Father. Bless your holy name. Yeah. Tune into my heart and into my spirit. I pray.
All just wanna abide in you.
Yeah.
Every day.
Shalom and good night, Israel. Hallelujah.
All right. Shalom, shalom, shalom.